So you're looking to buy a drone for the first time? Let me tell you about that new one from GoPro. It's called the Karma. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You're listening to Talking Tech. The Karma is the first drone from action camera manufacturer GoPro, and it's being pitched as the easiest to use, most consumer-friendly flying camera to date. It can fold up into a backpack, though it can be tight, and the price starts at $799, which sounds cool until you realize that's without the new GoPro Hero 5 camera, which fits snugly into the Karma for flying footage. Your pre-existing GoPro Hero 4 camera is compatible, but it needs a $30 adapter first. In my test with the Karma, the operation was smooth as silk once I prepped myself by watching the online tutorials. The Karma flew off the ground just as easily as GoPro said it would, and returned back to the spot where I began flying it automatically. The footage looks fantastic. You're sending a GoPro into the skies and you get an image that's stabilized for the first time thanks to the motorized gimbal on the drone, which does just that. But buyer beware, the Karma is not light, it's quite heavy. You may not fit this drone into your own personal backpack, but you will like the huge one the GoPro offers you. The drone itself weighs 2.2 pounds, which is considerably more hefty than GoPro's chief rival this holiday season in the drone wars, the Mavic from number one drone manufacturer DJI. The Mavic is also being pitched as small, easy to operate, and light, and weighs in at 1.6 pounds. In my limited tests with the Mavic, I found that one easier to operate, with more drone features like a wonderful follow me mode that does just what it sounds like. If I walk down the street or ride a bike, rollerblade, you name it, the drone sticks on me even as I say, exit, stage left. But as good as the video was from the Mavic, the GoPro clips are even more impressive. Very simply, GoPro knows cameras and DJI knows drones. If you haven't considered drone photography, know that it's a whole different world up there. And for the first time, we land dwellers do not need helicopters to capture it. It's fun. To compete with DJI, GoPro includes a nice add-on for the Karma. It comes with a stick mount as well. If you've heard me talk about DJI's Osmo product, you know what I'm referring to. This is drone camera Steadicam technology on a stick. You can get the same sort of sweeping cinematic footage on land by putting the GoPro on an image-stabilized stick mount. That's the good news. The bad, in my tests on land, the Karma was not as smooth as the DJI Osmo, just slightly. And the DJI Osmo is a separate product that DJI sells, starting at $299. But in the skies, the GoPro footage, just gorgeous. Have a question about drones and photography? Let's chat about it on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech, one of the many podcasts in the USA Today podcasting network. You can listen to shows like Talking Tech, Couple Politics, and I Tell My Husband the News every day here on Stitcher and iTunes.